morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
UPD. We have to let the audience in on what's going on around here. It is. I'm going to be very delicate with this, and all of us should be. We've recently discovered in the building that a former employee in the building had a pee-pee, and we didn't think she did. It's no big deal, really, but it is funny to see
how
the reaction of some people being totally shocked by this information, and it's just sent them reeling. So we're having a great time in between songs and on the breaks, just like listening to this, and seeing the confusion on the face. How in the world?
No, I
got up every day.
Supposed to know.
Put on a dress and tucked it into some panties. I'm like, you're going through too much detail. It's just a person who did. But did you know? Like, no, I didn't know. And evidently, this person was very active online and very open about this situation, but no one knew here. And so now it's just kind of this weird whisper through the building. So in this whole 2021 era of everybody be careful, mind your P's and Q's about what you're saying, we had a shining example of 2021's wokeness working in the building and no one knew. We had ideas, but I didn't know.
I had an idea the other day on the golf course. I think it is.
Oh, yeah?
Back. I mean, it was, I told you, it was like Brienne of Tarth's mom.
From Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And she was playing with you?
They were in front of us.
Ah.
Almost, because I was just with a twosome.
They could have paired you up.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping.
I wouldn't have done that. You pair me up with women at a golf course, I'm just going to go, you guys go ahead. I'll play another day. It's a nightmare. Women you don't know, you got to drive them up to that tee. Unless it's a tournament. The only time to play with women is a tournament.
Yeah, you get the advantage.
Because they get the advantage of that 80-yard jump. And I'd have taken this current former employee that we're talking about into one of these tournaments and let this dude play from the ladies' tees. No one would have been any the wiser. And, putting it up on the green and two on par fives, that would have been a solid move. But it is funny to see, everybody's so careful. And then when the word leaked out, we're like, oh! Because yesterday I was talking to some sales ladies about it, and Jill.
I knew it! I knew it! I knew it!
That seems to be the common thing. Everybody's like, I knew it the whole time.
Like, nobody knew anything. No. You didn't say anything while it was going on.
I just knew it.
How? Well, I was blowing her, and I'm like, that's the only way. So I didn't ever care, but it doesn't surprise me, but I didn't know.
Yeah, no.
Did you?
No, absolutely not.
And I'm proud to say that a few days I'm like, she looks really pretty today.
Yeah,
I thought a few times. I'm like, maybe not your cup of tea.
Pretty much hello
definitely
and goodbye.
Not.
Yeah,
I could run in the hallway or whatever.
But that was even before this revelation came up that I was like, no.
Somebody says, you've worked with Toledo how long and you're just now finding this out? that would be a revelation. It's like that Colton Underwood from The Bachelor. I know nobody's paying attention to The Bachelor, but he was a gay bachelor.
Yeah.
Like he was a contestant.
He's now coming out.
Well, he was a contestant, and then he was The Bachelor. And now he's super gay, and everybody's all, and now,
how much that show messed him up.
Wow, Brady, that's telling. Bigoted, but telling. Turn him into one of them twinks.
Look what happened.
One of God's failures,
Guy's on a Twinkie box now.
Yeah. No, but we're never going to see a straight white male bachelor again. Those days are over. Now it's going to be Gay Bachelor. I will watch Gay Bachelor because I'm curious what the ratings will be like. I think America soundly rejects Gay Bachelor. Because no one can relate to it.
But nobody's going to say it out loud.
Yeah, the ratings will just short. And I don't think anybody's going to do it because it's – you just can't relate to it. Like, the majority of people are still heterosexual. So I think people who can relate to it watch, but it's really –
and then it'll head to Bravo.
It's narrow casting.
That's,
exactly.
That's a good point.
It's exactly right. It's just narrow casting your audience down to all right.
There might already be a pilot out there or it's been being shot.
Yeah. Because if you don't like Gay Bachelor, it won't be because the show's bad. It's because you're a bigot. So no one will say, I'm just not watching it. It was because they're gay. It's because now it's a social movement rather than just, I don't like The Bachelor. There's been years I'm like, I don't like The Bachelorette, so it's not interesting. This last one, I didn't like The Bachelor. I thought that racist girl they ended up picking and then dumping at the end was adorable. But in the end of the day, it was kind of a bad season.
I think a better show would be Gay's Hell Kitchen. Ooh. Hell's Kitchen, you know, that kind of
Gay's thing. Hell Kitchen.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Go on. Pitch it. Yes. Pitch me this show.
It's just all gays working in the kitchen, and Gordon right. Ramsay, he's just going to town, you know.
How's it different? What's different? Just the gay?
Yeah, the fights that would happen.
They already
and all the culinary. Culinary add, perfection.
Add the interest of
in
the gay part to me. Sell me the gay.
The challenges.
It's a mock show.
It's teams, a mock show, you're right.
The teams that get together.
They're gay. So it's the exact yeah. same show, only everybody on it is an abhorrent homosexual.
Yes.
So you want
heavy,
it to be
yeah. flaming.
Twink nightmares or what? I mean.
This is hilarious.
Should just do Hell's Kitchen because that's where they're all going to be.
That is the worst pitch I've ever heard for a show in my life, and I'd still buy it. It's great stuff.
Should do gay Hell's Kitchen just to get them used to it.
I don't think gay people are going to hell because they don't believe in hell.
Brady male does, and however. Female teams.
Brady wants
up.
To put them in
red
there now.
Team, blue team.
Right, we get it. We understand how Hell's Kitchen
that's a
works.
Great
you're
show.
Adding nothing other than just gay Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah. We're trying now new approach to Hell's Kitchen. Gay Hell's Kitchen. Nothing changes. Everyone's gay.
Why?
Great.
Don't know. Brady's idea. Terrible idea. Get in there, homos. Cook. You are flaming. The grill isn't. What's wrong with this? You donkey.
Ooh, ass.
You twink.
You know what I meant, you twink. Yeah, I don't understand your ideology behind it.
And what's the difference between the gay bachelor then?
What's the difference between gay bachelor? It's a love. It's a show about competing
about cranks.
Well, this
find
is about
love.
Cooking. And
well, you are just in love with food more. You consider the Hell's Kitchen to be more like the Bachelor.
Running a tight restaurant.
You got to fall in love yeah. with that plate of food.
The difference between gay bachelor is it's a bachelor trying to find the love of his life by boning 30 other guys. Yours is just gay guys cooking, which is called Porkopolis.
If the prize at the end of your show was the gay chef, then we'd have something.
There you go. Thank you, Richard. Right.
Because you can have it all is. Of your same stuff, but there's got to right. be
a winner gets the restaurant.
It's the same show. You're just adding gay to it. It's dumb. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's a show soon. Because we add gay to it and people. But I don't think Gay Bachelor works. I don't think people will. I just don't think it's relatable to most folks.
It could be on Bravo, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's because yeah. it's narrowcast. So Bravo can afford to have an audience of 800,000 people. That's a yeah. success for them. Network TV, The Bachelor can't pull back 6 million people and say, oh, we'll go for a million.
I don't know. What's Fallon pulling these days?
Fallon's dying. So, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Brady, your gay cooking show is called Brady and Guy Fieri Cook. Yeah, this guy says, I had a transvestite in the mix at our work, and we didn't know about it. We used to joke about stuff in front of him all the time. That's what ran through my head when it became official yesterday. It's like, how many times did I make terrible? Because I know we have a guy here who's gay now who I didn't know was gay. None of us knew for a long, long time.
Or maybe I still don't know.
No.
Oh yeah, that's yeah, right. Yeah.
And you know I know we made
what?
Also. Yeah, we made also. Yeah, you're just now finding out Brady's gay kitchen. But I sit and I told him, I'm like, hey, if I ever said anything that made you feel really weird, like we were making really we joke about everything, but I didn't if it was offensive. And he's like, no, I'm totally fine with it. I was in on the jokes. I was doing them. He's like, I hadn't come to grips with it. I'm like, well, okay, I'm just making sure that you're like you don't hold anything against me. And never, ever hold anything against me again. Unless you mean it. Gay Bachelor and Gay's Hell's Kitchen is the same to Brady. One guy moaning 30 dudes to try to find a mate. How's that different than Ian's Friday Nights? That's a good point.
They should also do Gay Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or just a Gay Guys Answer Questions.
Gay Survivor.
Nothing's different.
Should we have that opportunity for the guys to just get all horned up, start banging each other in the kitchen?
That opportunity exists now.
Yeah. Your challenge.
Your challenge is to try to keep your dick out of that guy. We're cooking. This isn't The Bachelor.
Can you wrap your mouth around it?
Why are your hot dogs so huge? People can't eat these.
I thought this was what people wanted.
Ridiculous.
Anyway, Brady, you're an interesting man. Thanks for being on the show.
Pitching ideas. Just pitching
ideas. It's a terrible idea. Don't know how it applies at all. But yeah, having that in the building has made everybody saying that. Now people emailing us are, I know who it is at your work. No, you don't. And it was, you know, and it's a who cares moment, but it does feel like we uncovered a secret. So it's this big gossip thing that's going around the building right now.
I know some of them are like, they opened the Ark of the Covenant and Raiders of the Lost yeah. Ark and stuff.
Don't
like
look
that.
At it, yeah. Marion.
Face is melting.
Yeah, face
is,
it's real. There's still that. So, I mean, you know, we get some hurdles still, but nobody's really flipped that. Well, a couple people have like been personally just like they feel like they were fooled. They feel like they were lied to.
We lived together for 2 months.
Right. I dated her. She had my baby, I think. She stole a baby and said it was ours. It's like finding out somebody you knew was a prostitute or something. It's like, there's that moment. Oh, it's the taboo world of fooling. You just feel fooled. But it's been kind of an interesting few days. And we almost put a timer on one guy in here to see how long it took for him to mention it. And it was very fast. Came in, said two sentences, and then brought it up again.
Like, within 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Man, you are. It's just in my brain constantly. Because it does feel like we kind of were like there was an attempt. It was a ruse. Doesn't it?
A duping?
Yeah, doesn't it? And I don't know if that's...
Kind of, but it wasn't.
But it wasn't. I mean, yeah. But it was in a way that I guess you don't need to just be open about that and say it, but it was kind of like when you find out later, it makes people go, were they trying to fool me? And it's our first time. It's the first time. You get more used to it the more it happens. Now, I want to start a pool to say who's next. Who do you think in here is fooling us now?
Oh.
I have an announcement to make. I got a hoo-ha.
Trip is one. It's 9:58. It's time now for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home tactical black self-defense. You are not getting anything in your life as adrenaline-charged and just a learning experience that you can take every day and get a little better about who you are. At a gym, you're not getting it at any gym. You're getting it on a treadmill. You're not going to run around. You're not going to do any of this. This is a learning experience that you're going to do and smile. When's the last time you went to the gym and left and said, man, I didn't want that to end? It doesn't happen anywhere but out there with ReactDefense.com. And plus, now it's generational. It's a mom and pop thing. We talk about it all the time. But they've had people there who started 20 years ago. It's their 20th anniversary, just like it is ours. And they started 20 years ago. They now have kids who are old enough to do it. They're doing it. And they met there. And made those kids. So it's this thing. It's like it's become this like little, I don't know, kind of a community where people are, you know, of like mind are like, man, they really have this in common. So you meet good friends, you end up with maybe some lifelong partners. You never know. And maybe even one of those miserable kid STDs that starts following you around for the rest of your life. But he teaches it and learns it and everything else. It is the best thing going. If you're looking for self-defense and you're thinking to yourself, I don't want to be a target. I want to get in good shape. Talked to Mike last night, Rimbrax, and he was sitting next to me because I got to start doing something. And he goes, that's interesting. Would I like it? I'm like, you would love it. Anybody thinking about it, most of the time the question is, I don't think I'm in good enough shape to start it. Whatever shape you're in right now, you're fine. They'll get you going. Bert went out there. Yeah, Bert went out there. Yeah. Never had no idea what you were going to do. No. Never punched, never hit pads.
No.
Never did any of the work in the hour and a half that we were there. By the end of it, Brett's doing knife self-defense
stuff. Punching everybody.
And he's swinging. And he's got heavy hands. You don't want to get punched by this guy. If this guy learns technique, look out. And you didn't even know you had that.
No, I had no clue.
You really didn't. Like, it takes somebody telling you, you got heavy hands. We train you to get less loopy. You get tighter with these punches. You're a wrecking ball. I could hear your punches on those mitts, and I'm like, he hits. Like, that dude throws them. And you were throwing, you know, amateur.
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
But you came out of it going, wow, that was amazing. Yeah. So it's just one of those things. You're just going to walk out a better person. So crawl, walk, run. They'll get you there. ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Kira Sedgwick Bacon. She was on your favorite daytime talk show.
Drew?
I like that combo. Yeah.
Kira Sedgwick Bacon.
She was on the Drew Barrymore show yesterday. Kind of an awkward interview.
Yeah.
But Kira had told a story why she was banned from Tom Cruise's house. Maybe not officially, but she was invited once and never asked back. She and her husband, Kevin Bacon,
right,
went over for dinner about 30 years ago. At one point, she wandered over to the fireplace, noticed there was a button under the mantle. She pushed it.
And it's raining men now. Hallelujah. Confetti. All the guys come out of the way. They're ready, Tom?
Who hit the button? She thought something would happen, but nothing happened. Then she got nervous, and so she went over to Tom and said, I pushed that button under the mantle. Told her it was a panic button.
Oh, the cops are on the way. The
cops came. They interrupted the screening Tom was having.
A screening for what?
I don't know. 30 years ago.
The only movie they did together was
Well, she might not have been in it.
Yeah, anyway, Kevin Bacon and Tom Cruise were in A Few Good Men.
Maybe that was it?
That had to be it. 30 years ago? That adds up.
Doesn't sound like Tom said anything to Kira, but she's never been asked back to the place.
Hmm. And now she's really never going to be going back.
Yeah, well, yeah, now that she's mouthing off about it on Barrymore's show.
Yeah, nobody watched that.
Good thing. Actually, the numbers for it are good.
Are you serious? Yeah. Who was watching that?
I don't know. It's
got to be hate watching.
It's like adult romper room. I feel like she's talking like to children. It's the strangest thing. It's
terrible.
She seems very nice, but it seems like slowed down.
Netflix is teaming up with a meditation app, Headspace, for an animated series called Headspace Guide to Sleep.
Okay.
It'll explore the science behind healthy nights sleep and provide tips on how to get the best sleep you've ever had.
Okay.
Each 15-minute episode explores a new topic. Insomnia, stress, whether you're looking for or have your phone in bed.
All you got to do is go to Sam Maranto. He's over in Indian school. He'll hypnotize you. I will beat that out of you. 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes. You'll be asleep. Trust me. You having trouble sleeping? Close your eyes. Out like a light. You're going to get a great 8 hours right there. You're going to get a skull fracture. Big deal.
Brad Pitt was spotted in a wheelchair leaving a dental appointment.
Well, that went
only
wrong.
Because the medical center makes you leave in a wheelchair.
Oh. For dental appointments?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Might have had some implants or something.
Could have knocked him out.
Brad Pitt did some plastic surgery is what happened there. You don't go to a medical center, get dental work, and get wheeled out.
I've been to
the dentist. My dentist practically carried me to the passenger side of the car when I got my wisdom teeth pulled. There was no wheelchair. He got facial surgery.
Maybe.
I know it. You don't get wheeled out for dental work.
Sharon Osbourne will give her first post-talk interview tomorrow night on Real Time with Bill Maher.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Because he's big on the cancel culture thing going too far. Big time. And he's, you know, super liberal left, but he hates this cancel culture thing. He's been really fair about that. He's been great about it, actually.
And he calls out either side when all of a sudden you're this isn't right.
Well, he plays a favorite in a big way.
He does.
But that cancel culture thing's got him thinking. Because, I mean, he's one of them. He almost got hit with it a couple of times. So it's fascinating. Yeah, that'll be interesting. We'll see. All right, that's it. We're done. Nobody going anywhere today? That's it.
No,
go see Pete Coriale. Yeah. Comedy's back. CB Live tonight. Or Copper Blues up at the Desert Ridge. Get in there, have a few beers, go into the club, and see Pete Coriale doing his show. He was awesome. Good to have guests back. Tomorrow we got John Heffron coming in. Starting to feel a little bit normal. Next thing you know, we'll be giving you tickets to concerts, and they'll actually happen.
Oh, man.
Brett, it's going to be weird in here. I love it. But that's it. You guys have yourselves a great Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the morning segment. Solo!
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me.